Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of January 2017, and this is the 732nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just coming down my driveway. It's toasty hot. And in some ways, I quite like it when it's like this. It's a dry heat at the moment, and I wouldn't want to stay in it for too long, but there is something rather nice about just feeling warmed through. I don't think it'll do to walk too much in it, but where I am, there's just a little breeze. I'm just coming through this tunnel that's made itself out of Banksia rose, and the strange scraping you could hear was branches on my hat. And now the lavender, which is full of bees, who don't really like me squishing past them, and branches from a tree on my head again. And now underneath the nectarine tree and up towards my front door, and it is notably cooler here, I think. I've got some good shady spots. It is going to be hot tonight. It's going to be over 20 tonight, and then before 8, it's going to be 20. It's going to be 28 at 8 tomorrow morning. So some warm times ahead, and I think it's going to heat up a bit more this afternoon. So although that was quite nice hot heat, I don't think it was the full extent. It's about 3 o'clock, and I've just been at the cafe with an iced latte writing. They close a bit earlier during the school holidays, and so I do find my time is a bit squished. I don't want to go there when they're still serving lunches, and then they close at 3, so there isn't a great deal of time between the two. As usually they close at 4, and so if I go there at 2:30, I've got an hour and a half. Anyway, it was good. I got a bit of writing done, and that feels good. And yesterday I managed to get beyond my sort of upper limit, which was, upper goal, I should say. It's not intended to be a limit, but I rarely reach it, and so that was good. So I feel as if I'm in the swing of it. But tonight I won't be writing, so my word count is going to be a bit lower today. But this morning I spent reading the pieces that the rest of my In the Flesh writers group sent round. So reading 3 very different genres, and looking forward to tonight when I'm going to join them at the State Cinema Cafe, and where I'm going to indulge in chocolate pudding and peppermint tea. So a nice time ahead, and just this afternoon I've just got a bit of a chore of trying to get the kitchen clean. It's a bit tricky to tidy it up at the moment because I've got these peaches on every single, not peaches, apricots on every surface. So that they don't go off. They go off when they touch each other. Sometimes they go off when they don't touch each other as well, but this is the best way of keeping them. So I'm going to have a bit of a clean up in the kitchen, and I might stew some of them because they're more likely to last that way. and it'll make give me a bit of room to do and do other things in there. So I'm not going. It feels like a lovely day, even though it's hot. It hasn't. The heat hasn't really got to me yet, and so I'm enjoying the fact that my house has stayed cool and that it's not humid at the moment. And we'll just deal with what comes when it comes. This is a short podcast today. I was thinking of podcasting on my way down to the writing group, but I won't really have time to upload it, I don't think. So I'm just really saying hello today, and hope that you've had a good day or that you're about to embark on a good day. That you have a mixture of doing things for yourself, doing things to move your creative life forward, and getting creative input from others. I'm very lucky to have this group, and I really like the way that it provides a rhythm to my writing life, that I've getting something written every month, whatever it is. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday. You may or may not still be listening. Here's a bit of an addendum. I'm on my way to the writers group, and I realised that I hadn't uploaded the podcast. So I thought, oh well, why, I could continue my podcast rather than truncate it as I did before. It is pretty warm out here, and I think one of the reasons it feels warmer now than it did before is that the pavements have heated up and are probably reflecting quite a lot of heat. So it's pretty warm, and I'm very glad that I'm going to be able to have a lift home. And one of the things that I'm going to do to exploit that situation is go down to the cinema via the shop. I can buy some things, and I'll only have to carry them as far as the cinema and not do an extra walk down here tomorrow morning when it's going to be even hotter. So that's where I'm heading to now. I've been listening to Colin Thurbron's In Siberia on Radio 4 a couple of years ago. I think I put together a list of things to read and listen to that featured ice and snow, that I could absorb myself in on really hot days. So In Siberia was very well timed for me. And I've been really enjoying it, and also enjoying listening to him on the BBC Radio Book Club, which had a sort of Q&A with him about it. I was just thinking I might put the link below this podcast, but I might end up not doing that till tomorrow, so don't hold your breath. I've just reached the shop, so I'll just pause this. Okay, I've got my shopping in my bag, and now I'm going down a narrow alleyway with wisteria, some late wisteria, and some roses hanging over it. When I was in the shop, I was chatting. Oh, there are lots of plums down here, just dripping off the tree. So I'm just stooping to pick them down. While I was in the shop, I met one of the people I do the quiz with, and he told me he'd spent his whole lunch hour looking for books by Colin Thebron, well, in Siberia, by him, to give to me, and he hadn't actually found it, but it was rather nice that he'd been looking. Actually, they're very, very sticky. I've just now got very, very sticky fingers from picking up the plums. Maybe that wasn't such a good idea. However, they're just little plums, so I've just got two. Even though I have gorged myself on apricots so far, I find it hard to resist opulence, not quite what I mean, bounty of summer fruits, not to make the most of it, make a pig of myself, so that I have the memories of it when it gets cooler and it's really apples and bananas and not so much else. I do try to eat things that are in season, so that means in the summer eating rather a lot of one sort of thing. It's a bit of a breeze, which is really lovely. I suspect that this evening and tonight will be much nicer outside than in. And I imagine the beaches are going to be full. Perhaps the cinemas too, given that it's air conditioned, or at least it will be air conditioned, although the air conditioning where the cafe isn't very effective. It's, in fact, I don't think they've got it in the cafe, and it's got a lot of glass around it. This again and eat these plums and then clean my fingers and then talk to you again. They were very delicious. I've just passed an almond tree where I used to always pick up the almonds that had fallen into the street, but in the last 2 or 3 years cockatoos have beaten me to it, and all there is a whole lot of shrapnel, shells from the almonds, so they've already had their feast. Still, I shouldn't begrudge them. I had several years of my own feasts. But I do rather enjoy this hunter-gathering, going through the neighbourhood, because so much goes unpicked. Just stopping for some really fabulous roses. They smell wonderful. Delicious. Lots of varieties. One of the nice things about this neighbourhood is that the fences are all sort of hip height, and in other areas, people are very much more fenced in. Here there's a lovely sense of community, or openness or something like that. And I do love admiring other people's gardens. I think I'm on the wrong side of the road. I'm on the sunny side of the street. Head over. It's really interesting how different it is depending on which direction I'm walking. Where I'm walking now, there's absolutely no breeze and it's much hotter. We often get winds that completely change direction within a minute or so. So we can't really predict which way the wind's going to be coming from. Just have to play it by nose. Nearly there. I've got one more street, Newdigate Street. This one leads me to the main drag of North Hobart. There's something slightly languid about today. No one's moving very fast. You can actually tell where people have just moved in from other cities because their fences tend to be higher. I just noticed a new fence had gone up. With locks and all that sort of thing. And I can smell incense. Well, I think I'm really going to sign off now because I'm nearly there and I do want to up, if I possibly can, I do want to upload the podcast before the group meets. So again, thank you very, very much for listening if you still are, and I'll talk to you on Saturday.